You're listening to a 3CR podcast created in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.
Welcome to Breadline from the Australian Unemployed Workers Union on Community Radio 3CR.
So put down that job plan and listen to us.
I'd first like to acknowledge that this program is being broadcast from the lands of the Wurundjeri of the Kulin Nation. So their sovereignty was never ceded, and we want to pay our respects to their elders past, present and emerging. And we also acknowledge that the unfairness of the welfare system disproportionately affects First Nations people.
Now, I'd like to mention a community group of volunteers that we, the Australian Unemployed Workers Union, is happy to align ourselves with, is FAIN, which stands for Fight Against Inequality Network. FAIN fights against federal and state government inaction on policies that hurt and harm the poorest of Australia's population. Now, FAIN are having a forum this Wednesday, the 16th of October, at the Bert Nolan and Jeff Swain Auditorium in the Maritime Union Building of Australia. And the address there is 46 to 54 Island Street, West Melbourne. And the meeting runs from 10 a.m. to 2:30 p.m., which also includes a light lunch provided. And also, it's Anti-Poverty Week. They're having quite a few events. If you jump on the internet and get onto their site, you can find out what events are running, what other things they're doing also. And that's it. Okay. Now, today I thought I might go over some basics of your rights as far as your job provider goes. Let's start with the service guarantee. What are my provider's obligations? Not yours, but the provider. Whether you are in Workforce Australia or Disability Employment Services, your provider is expected to follow rules that ensure you are treated well. Providers must treat you fairly and with respect. Providers are not allowed to bully you, harass you, deliberately make things difficult for you, behave or treat you in a culturally or otherwise insensitive way. Be reasonable, flexible, and support you in a way that suits your specific needs and strengths. Provide you with information that is clear, simple to understand, relevant, and accurate. They cannot misrepresent or lie about what your obligations or choices. They should be able to help you access training, education, and other things you may need help to get work. This includes providing you with funds through the Employment Fund, although a lot of them try to deny you that. There are many cases of providers breaking these rules. Big surprise there. Some of the most common we see are bullying and talking down to you, making snide or disrespectful comments, not responding to questions or requests, repeatedly making appointments at times when you have said you are unable to attend. Now, that's hard for someone who has a job that's on call. Giving you inaccurate information about what your obligations are, not giving you any chance or forcing you to do things you don't need to do, suspending or cutting payments without any genuine attempts to contact you or sort the issue. To get a copy of the Workforce Australia Service Guarantee, go to our website, auwu.org.au, where you will find details on how to get it. If you think your provider is breaking the service guarantee and you either can't or don't feel comfortable talking to them directly about it, you can call the National Customer Service line on 1800 805 260. If you are with Disability Employment Services, you can also call the Complaints Resolution and Referral Service on 1800 880 052. You can also leave a review of your provider and share your experience with other people subject to the employment service system on the Australian Unemployed Workers Union RAW app, which stands for Resources, Organising, Advocacy and Rallying, available to download on iOS, Android and at auw.org.au/raw-app. That's a long one. Alternatively, you can contact us directly at auwu.org.au or on our National Advocacy Hotline on 1-800-289-848, Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Standard Eastern Time. All right, I'm just having a little trouble with the equipment here. All right, I've got it. Okay, work capacity assessment. Let's talk about that. Reducing your assessed work capacity, capacity to work. If you have a medical condition, disability or other barrier that affects your ability to work, you can request an assessment, ESAT, which stands for Employment Services Assessment, to see if you have a reduced capacity to work. If your circumstances have recently changed or you think your initial capacity assessment was wrong, you can ask to be referred to an assessment by your job service provider. Good luck with that one, or by contacting Centrelink. If you are a new participant in Disability Employment Services, you are exempt from mutual obligation activities while waiting for this assessment. Additionally, if you have been in employment services in any program without an assessment for 78 weeks, then you will also be exempt from further mutual obligation activities while waiting for an assessment. Okay, now what happens at the assessment? Someone will talk to you about the barriers to work you have and any help or services you are currently receiving or may benefit from. They may also require a medical certificate from any health professionals you are seeing and may want to contact them for more details. After the assessment is complete, the assessor will write up a report detailing any barriers to work you may have and how they affect your ability to work. You can ask for a copy of this report, and in most cases, you will be provided one. Reduce capacity to work for mutual obligations. If you have been assessed as having a reduced capacity to work, you may be given a temporary exemption from mutual obligation requirements or be confirmed as having a partial capacity to work. If your capacity is assessed to be between 15 to 29 hours per week, you will continue to have mutual obligation requirements and need to engage with your employment service provider. However, they must take into account your capacity to work and make adjustments to your job plan and mutual obligations that reflect this. If you have a partial capacity to work of 15 to 29 hours per week, you are currently doing 15 hours of paid work or approved study, you are fully meeting your requirements and are not required to look for work or engage with a provider. If your capacity is assessed as being less than 14 hours per week, you can fully meet your mutual obligations by attending an interview with Services Australia once every 3 months. You do not have to look for work or engage with a provider. Now, there's two assessed capabilities. One, baseline capacity, which is your current capacity determined at the time of assessment, or two, capacity after 2 years of intervention by a program of support. For the thresholds, Service Australia takes the higher of these numbers. For example, if you have a baseline capacity of 8 to 14 hours, but a capacity of 15 to 22 hours after 2 years intervention in a program of support, then your capacity to work for the purpose of determining your mutual obligation will be 15 to 22 hours capacity. If you need help arranging a capacity assessment or are having trouble with getting your barriers to work recognised, you can contact the National Customer Service line on 1800 805 260 or get in touch with us at auwu.org.au or on our National Advocacy Hotline on 1-800-289-848, Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Standard Eastern Time.
You're listening to a 3CR podcast. 3CR is an independent community radio station based in Melbourne, Australia. We need your financial support to keep going. Go to www.3cr.org.au for more information and to donate online. Now stay tuned to hear the rest of your 3CR podcast.
Okay, let's talk about alternatives to work for the dole. What is work for the dole? Work for the Dole is a default activity for most job seeker recipients between the ages of 18 and 60. Work for the Dole is often categorised as real-life work experience, but this is misleading, of course. It is usually nothing more than unpaid busy work. There are also cases of people being injured on Work for the Dole sites after engaging in unsafe labour they should have been paid for. The worst case is when Josh Park Fing lost his life during a Work for the Dole activity. Mandatory activation period. Your provider may encourage you to do Work for the Dole in what is known as the activation requirement period. When you start your activation period will differ depending on whether you are in face-to-face or online services. Your provider is required to notify you about this requirement 30 days beforehand on the Workforce Australia platform, web or mobile app. The requirement to undertake an activity will start 6 months after commencing face-to-face services, while people self-managing their mutual obligations online will have this requirement begin after 4 months of commencing online employment services. However, if after being online employment services for 12 months, you transfer to face-to-face services, the requirement to undertake an activity will begin 3 months after commencing face-to-face services. The activation period generally lasts for 6 months, followed by 6 months off. This cycle will continue as long as you are engaged without an exemption in employment services. If you unjustly end up being forced into Work for the Dole, the minimum period you will be required to undertake the activity is 8 weeks. There is no set maximum period. You can be required to keep doing a Work for the Dole placement, but it cannot extend past the 6 month duration of the activation period. The amount of time you spend doing Work for the Dole depends on your circumstances. 15 to 30 hours per fortnight for individuals aged 60 years and over, or with part-time mutual obligation requirements, 30 to 50 hours per fortnight for individuals aged 18 to 59 years with full-time mutual obligation requirements. It is important for you to know that there are other activities you can do instead of Work for the Dole. These include voluntary work, part-time work, approved study courses, language, literacy and numeracy activities as part of the Skills for Education and Employment program or the Adult Migrant English program and some non-vocational programs and services. Meeting the activity requirement obligation will generally be satisfied if you already have been studying, working or doing other suitable activities. Also, if you are receiving a reduced rate of job seeker due to working part-time, you do not have to do Work for the Dole. If you obtain paid work while doing Work for the Dole, you no longer need to complete your current Work for the Dole. So if you're in the middle of your Work for the Dole placement and then you suddenly get a job, even part-time, then you don't have to go anymore. You just stop it right there. Also, if you're over 60, you don't have to do Work for the Dole at all. Job seeker recipients over 55 who have been receiving the payment for longer than 12 months can fully satisfy their mutual obligation requirements with 30 hours per fortnight of volunteer work or a combination of volunteer and paid work. You may be able to undertake voluntary work instead of doing Work for the Dole. Some providers will try to force you into Work for the Dole at one of their affiliated organisations, for example, the Salvos or St. Vinny's stores. But volunteer work does not need to be done through your provider directly for it to count toward your mutual obligation requirements. However, volunteer work needs to be done through an approved organisation or be approved by Services Australia. Other reasons why Work for the Dole participation may not be required. You are exempt from activities, for example, due to health reasons, and you have a medical certificate, or you have an illness, injury or disability that will be aggravated by the work conditions. Okay, well, that's about all the time we have for now. Thanks for joining us. This is Breadline, brought to you by the Australian Unemployed Workers Union. Bye for now.
You've been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.